If I could just address what we're doing from the municipal side, one of the things that all city and towns have gotten together and really pushed is what you probably heard in the paper is those municipal budget tools when the governor cut a lot of the aid to cities and towns. The cities and towns have been pushing for a lot of reforms in multitude of areas, including on the education side, the city side, pension side. Many of the mayors and town administrators got together because the governor's package, I forgot the total number, had about 15 or 16 tools that would have helped relieve a lot of the pressures that you're talking about. And this is a global issue that addresses a lot of different things on the cities and towns. Well, many of the mayors and towns administrators got together, and we've been pushing for a lot of those tools, and even in fact have identified probably five where we have been really pushing and advocating more for to really help out cities and towns. I'll just name about the Carullo Act. It, to this day, it still doesn't make sense why one branch of our own city can sue another branch for additional funds. Now, from what I see, the best people that are making out on this are the lawyers and consultants. It's frustrating because we spent a lot, and part of our last year's legal budget was blown because of the dollars that were spent there, because we had to pay for all that. Bottom line is, it's all of our tax dollars.